Hey, Andrew.
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Just sitting here.
All righty then. Let's just get right to it.
Okay.
Hey, should we get a new theme song? I think we need a new theme song.
I mean, sure.
I implore David Brody to please write a new theme song.
Sure.
Not going to choose it, but because we're not allowed to. So, David Brody, if you could, just give us a surprise.
Pop one in.
Yeah, do that for us.
Yeah.
It's Serial Killers. This is episode 199.
Wow. We're
Holy
so close to the
hell
big
in a handbasket.
200.
We're almost there. And it's October.
Yeah.
Can you
feel
the chill in the air, Andrew? It's fall.
Listen, I mean, we're recording this in September. Pure discretion. I don't care.
Stop.
I'm only saying that because it's important to my story. It's the first day of fall.
No, it's not. It's October. Fall was last week. 2 weeks ago, almost.
Well, guess what?
What?
When we recorded this, it's the first day of fall. So I went out in a jacket and really committed to fall. And it's 81 degrees today.
Well, no, it was last week and a half ago.
I will say I do enjoy it getting, like, it's staying dark in the mornings now. Because my new apartment, the windows are so bright. The shades don't work very well. It was too bright. Okay. But now it's like, I can sleep in, even though I can't because of work.
By the way, I love this shirt so much that I washed it and I'm wearing it again.
Okay, whatever you say, Scott.
It's my airmail shirt.
Wow, it's interesting because if you look back at Bowl Chat 2, which we said we recorded on that Wednesday, it seems like you've worn it 3 weeks in a row.
Well, I really like it. And this is a different one, actually. I bought two of them that time.
Sure.
Well, Abercrombie and Fitch in the mall was going out of business.
You still wear Abercrombie and Fitch?
Look, if I can fit into it, I'll wear it.
Okay.
And there's not much Abercrombie I can fit into, but this is a double XL because everything runs really small there.
Ugh, I hate that store.
Yeah, and it still smells like the cologne that they would spray on everything. You know what's funny is, of course I'm kidding, but this is an Abercrombie shirt, but the store in the mall where it was is now like a trinket store. You know, it's like a Gadgets and Gizmos or something. And it still smells like that Abercrombie cologne. You just can't get that out of that store.
It's better than those spiritual stores that always get thrown into those kiosks where it's like, get dream catchers and stones and here's some like incense.
Well, let's get right to it, Andrew. I have to, because I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Now, for a very, very long time, I would say, hey, Andrew, do you know what cereal is blah, blah, blah? And you'd be like,
The Cinnabon.
No, Andrew, they don't make that anymore. Hey, Andrew, do you know what cereal is like, comes in a new blue box?
Cinnabon.
No, Andrew, they don't make that anymore. But guess what?
What?
They kind of do now.
Okay.
It's, let me just get it. Going down to the cereal sack. Check it out, Andrew. It's Cinnabon cereal, but they are only selling it in jumbo snack bags.
That is...
But it doesn't matter. It's the original Kellogg's Cinnabon cereal.
I don't like it.
What are you talking about?
I don't like it.
It's going to bring you back to your childhood.
It is, but it makes me mad that they decide to do it in snacks packs, or whatever they want to call it.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll get the box one day. I don't know.
They better. But listen, we're friends with Kellogg's now. They send us free stuff. Kellogg's,
no, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Kellogg's has sent us nothing.
They haven't?
No. We are not friends with them. What you're thinking of is the Carnation breakfast drinks that use the Kellogg's trademark things. Kellogg's does not even acknowledge our existence.
That's sad. Well, you know what? If they were listening right now, I would tell them, make a full box, put my face on the box, and sell it.
See, now I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not recall what Cinnabon cereal tastes like.
Tasted like sunshine, rainbows, and a hug.
And lollipops?
Yeah.
See, I have an aversion to Cinnabon because you know what happened to me with the Cinnabon minis from Taco Bell.
Okay, let's just eat the cereal.
Not going to
get
into the whole story, but I mean, quite frankly, these are just crunchy pieces of oats. It has nothing to do with Cinnabon.
No.
It's just the name, and they look like little baby Cinnabons.
Oh, you spilled milk on your keyboard.
That's okay.
That's going to smell like vomit in a couple weeks.
Here you go, Andrew. Are you so excited?
Yes, this
now,
better.
You need to tell me if it reminds you of your childhood, because I don't think I ever actually had it.
It smells like it. And let me tell you something. These are bigger than the other ones.
Very cinnamony smell.
Oh,
these you ready?
So good.
1, 2, 3. Hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been waiting for this for 2 years, Andrew. Well, more. It's because they've been gone for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's good.
I love to see you happy, Andrew.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Good.
That's what they look like.
Here's the problem. I don't love them.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a strange aftertaste.
It's just cinnamon.
I don't know. It's almost chemically at the end.
It's a cinnamon.
So it's fake cinnamon, is what you're saying.
I get what you're saying. The other one didn't have that taste. But overall, it has... It's there. So I'm giving this one... Well, how are we actually giving this ratings? Because it's a snack.
No, it's a cereal. It's cereal, Andrew.
So now they're just causing more plastic leaks.
It says delicious jumbo cereal pieces. So technically, it is a cereal.
Okay.
They just don't have them in the box yet.
Can I try it dry?
Of course. Usually we don't allow that, but, you know.
Just to see if there's a difference.
Since it's marketed as a snack, go right ahead. Ingredients, I don't know what this is. Whole wheat flour, sugar, degerminated yellow cornmeal.
Mmm, that's delicious too.
You like that?
I have a 5 bowl because, you know what? It's back.
Fructose is sugar, right?
I think.
Dextrose, maybe that's some kind of sugar too.
Does it look like I'm a chemist?
Brown sugar syrup, salt, buttermilk, cinnamon, fruit juice for color, natural and artificial flavor, and BHT for freshness. Maybe that's why I have a headache, that BHT. I don't want to disappoint you, my friend, but I'm going to give it 3 bowls.
That's totally fine. You do you.
Because there's that strange little taste at the end that I don't love.
When it's dry, it doesn't have it. I'm just telling you from now. I don't know what maybe it unlocks.
You can take the rest home. Enjoy those.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I got them with you in mind.
Oh, damn.
I saw them on the shelf, and I smiled from ear to ear because I knew it would make you happy.
Well, I smiled when I ate them, so.
Awesome.
Mission accomplished.
All right. So let's move on from the happy, happy Cinnabon cereal to some other crap that we have in the sack.
Great.
Next two will be from listeners.
Oh, boy.
Our friend Jamie Moon. Let's stay on the cinnamon kick since it is the fall season.
Sure thing.
And I know that you're kind of into granola right now.
Yeah.
So let's pull out this granola. From Simply Nature. Never heard of it before in my life. Okay. I'm guessing maybe it's some sort of a store brand.
It is, because I had Simply Nature.
Was this the H-E-B stuff?
Where was I?
Is that when you were in Texas?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, it says product of Canada, so I don't know. Oh, this is Aldi.
That's it.
It's Aldi. This is their attempt at healthy cereal.
The O at the end of cinnamon almost looks like an A in the writing. Cinnamon.
That's right. It does look like cinnamon. Look at that.
Cinnamon cereal.
So this is cinnamon raisin granola cereal. It's weird. I don't think I've ever seen it be called granola cereal before. It's usually just granola or cereal, but whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's organic. There's big giant pieces.
Ooh.
Right. Oh.
Not good?
I don't know if I like the smell of that.
As long as it's not soft granola, I'm okay with it.
We'll find out. That stuff was just out of control. Still waiting for our friends at Bakery on Main to send us some more stuff. They told me they had some new things coming out.
Ooh.
Yeah. I do have one or two from them we haven't done yet. We'll get to that in the coming weeks.
Thanks.
Here you go, buddy.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure.
One,
ooh,
two.
No, I got milk on my pants.
Okay, make sure you get a raisin.
Dang it.
One, two, three. Eh, it's all right. Just your run-of-the-mill cinnamon. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. 3 bowls.
I just feel like they're selling it as like healthy and natural and stuff, but it's probably really not.
Well, I can taste the sugar.
It's got organic everything in it.
Okay, again, you can't tell me that's like...
It's got organic tapioca syrup, organic sunflower oil, which you say is bad, right?
Not bad. Just Renee, if you're listening, you can't have this one.
Organic spices, but does not specify what they are.
Not good.
It's a product of Canada. A...
Oh, those Canadians and their crazy food labels.
3 bowls. Not awful. It's just okay.
That's what I said. It's not great. It's not bad. It's a little better than average.
Did you say 3 bowls?
Yes.
Look at that. We are like on a wavelength today, Andrew.
Maybe you should open your ears, then you'd hear me say it.
I tend to not pay attention to you, but,
yeah.
But I'm glad that we had the same rating there.
Yes. Wait. So this is the only cereal we agreed on. Does that mean you're admitting that in the past episode we recorded the same day and also were on the same wavelength?
I don't know what you're talking about, Andrew.
All right, next cereal.
Shall I go down to the cereal floor?
That's why I said next cereal.
Okay. Would you like to stay cinnamony?
Whatever you pick.
Oh, I don't know. Do I have another one? Oh, no. You know what? Screw the cinnamon.
Well, if we did a cinnamon one, we could call this episode Cinnamon.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
Should I look for a cinnamon one?
Sure.
Entertain the troops, Andrew.
Okay, well, I'll just keep padding. ho ho, hey hey, look over here, look over there. Oh wow, look, I'm doing dance moves if you're watching on the YouTube. Oh yeah, all right, let's get it going. All right, just padding for time.
Sorry, dude, no more cinnamon. You know what? It's also peanut butter and chocolate season.
Okay, right. I mean, it seems like I just got, you know, sideswiped by a car, but yeah, let's do that.
People eat cinnamon and chocolate in the fall.
Yes, it just, we went...
Hot chocolate, right?
I feel, are you going the hot chocolate vibe?
Sure, why not? Great. Although it's more winter, but...
I mean, I'm down to go sit by a fire. Oh, it's coming, fire season. Oh.
You know what they should make?
What?
They should make apple cider frosted mini wheats. I would like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a nice...
apple cinnamon. Filling.
Oh. Mm.
What's up now, Kellogg's?
Well, they won't be our friends, so...
No. All right, well, thank you very much, Janine from Long Island. Here is your Wegmans chocolate peanut butter corn crunch. Look at that.
No, it's peanut butter and cocoa corn crunch.
You're right. I read it completely wrong.
You did.
So, it's made with whole grain. And here's the problem with most of the cereals that are sitting around our studio here, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's been so hot and humid in here that these boxes are all bulging.
Ew.
And they've been wet and dry and wet and dry. And hopefully these bags... Oh, it's all stuck together. Hopefully the inner bags have held up.
Let's see.
They give me some BS story how in this building, the air gets sucked in from the outside, and when it's humid, the humid air comes in. I don't have that problem in my house. They need to get a new HVAC system in here.
Well, I mean, when you get the millions to probably repair it, you can write them a note.
All right. I just don't understand how that works, how like it sucks humid air in and we have to deal with it.
I have no idea either.
Look at the refrigerators. The refrigerators are dripping. They're just sweaty messes.
It's the good thing that's going to happen is now that it's getting colder, we won't have to worry about it getting hot and cold. We'll just be cold.
I'm also a sweaty mess. I don't like the deodorant that I'm wearing. I'm pretty sure I've told you the deodorant story. They stopped making what I use.
Oh, God. Maybe.
No, I don't smell.
Hold up. No, I do. On just one pit.
I don't smell. I don't like the way that this new deodorant smells. So I wish you could get deodorant samples. You know, I just want to spray a bunch in the air and see what I like the best.
Well, anyway. Let me tell you something. Whatever I put on this pit, it did not activate on this pit.
All right. As we eat our cereal, ready, Andrew? 1, 2, 3.
Yum.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right up there at Reese's Puffs. Not quite as flavorful, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's food you feel good about, says Wegmans.
Yeah, I feel great.
Uh-huh. Sweetened corn cereal with real peanut butter and cocoa.
Put that lard and sugar into my body.
There's no lard in here, buddy.
Well, sugars.
Yeah.
I give this one 2 bowls and a spoon. Four bowls.
What the hell? That was a big difference. Whew,
sorry. I had like a quick moment. It was the sugar.
3 bowls and a spoon for me.
Yeah.
Whole grain corn flour, sugar, peanut butter, blah, 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 dextrose, blah, blah, blah.
That was decent. I got to tell you. Four bowls.
What does high oleic mean?
I have no idea. Let me check.
Canola oil.
Let me see.
Does that mean it's like at a really high temperature or something when they use it and make it? Oleic. High oleic. Canola oil. Cocoa powder, and then all kinds of other stuff that I can't read.
Oh, boy.
What is it? Is it bad?
High oleic oil is any oil that is high in monounsaturated fats.
Oh, that's okay.
Olive and canola oil are naturally high, but they are also high in polyunsaturated fats, which means they are not very shelf stable.
Yes, but polyunsaturated is much better than polysaturated. So saturated is no good for you.
Basically, it's just plain and simple. It keeps the cereal able to stay on the shelf for so long.
Got it. That's why it doesn't expire until February of 2022.
Sounds safe.
All right. Well, hey, this has been a really exciting episode, Andrew. I don't know what I have coming for you next, but it'll be another surprise.
I never pressed record on this episode.
Shut the front door.
Oh, my goodness.
You are such a giant D-I-C-K.
Dang it.
Well, you can't watch this one, so you're not going to be able to see my fresh shirt in this episode.
Well, it's the Airmail Cam shirt that he wore for the past 2 other episodes because we recorded them all on the same day. Okay, thanks for listening. Go follow us at Serial Killers PC on all social media platforms, or you can head to serialkillerspc.com to get yourself a shirt. Check out the cereal ratings or see our Hall of Fame where all our famous 5-bowl cereals are.
I haven't even looked at that yet.
Well, maybe you should.
Is it all true? Like, I don't remember even what I rated 5 bowls. Except Pebble cereals.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and Count Chocula and Lucky Charms.
It's whatever got 5 bowls from both of us, or both of us and a guest.
Okay, I see.
So, all right, go check it out. It's exciting. It's serialkillerspc.com.
Thank you so much for listening, and I apologize to that guy that wants longer episodes. This one's... Oh, you know what? Let me make it a tiny bit longer, and I'll tell you why.
How long is this one so far?
It's only 15 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. So I'm going to do this.
Serial killers reading our reviews.
Yeah. Because there was a really good one the other day that I smiled from.
That's good.
And I have to find it. Hello. This is one that came after the one that told us that we were like not real serial killers. Remember that one?
What was that?
I don't know. He was like, serial killers.
Oh, yeah. He was talking.
I'm still kind of annoying that we're at a 4.9 out of 5. We were 5 for the longest time, and then that jerk screwed us. Anyway, this one is from Rhodey Thriver. I think that's how you would say that. I started listening during Elvis's Labor Day vacation because I was having withdrawals, went to Brooklyn Boys, and couldn't stand the banter back and forth between Skeery and Brody. Amen. Now I'm obsessed with serial killers. Scotty is definitely mean. No, I'm not. But it's just who he is.
Retweet. Retweet.
Andrew is hysterical.
Thank you.
Love the way he sounds like Cartman from South Park when he makes fun of Scotty.
Thank you so much.
Bull, even though he wrote both, I know he meant Bull Chat, is amazing. He's got me saying cuckoo at the end of the all the time. The website is amazing, and I'm currently watching my first episode on YouTube so I can see your faces. Keep Aww. Doing you, boys. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
cool, cool,
that.
Cool. Thank you.
You know, Amy doesn't like that.
What?
Cuckoo.
All right, well, it seems like other people do, so
yeah, some
love
do.
You, Amy, but sorry, the fans like it.
That's okay. Some people
also
don't
didn't like the clinking.
Yeah, but we changed it.
She didn't like the bowl chats.
Right, and we've changed all of that. But you can keep cuckoo. That's fine. That's your thing.
Well, I don't need to keep it. It's part of my actual everyday language, so I can't just erase that from my mind and not say it anymore.
No, I understand. I understand, but it's all good. So, thank you for listening to Serial Killers. We'll see you next week when it will be episode 2-freaking-100.
Wow.
But I don't know if we're going to make such a big deal out of it, and I'll tell you why. And why? You pointed this out. It's because we're like well over 220 episodes at this point.
True.
From all the bonuses and all the whatnots. So, I mean, while it will be numbered episode 200, maybe I'll just bring some streamers and throw them at you. Other than that, it's just going to be probably a regular episode.
All right. I'm down with that.
All right. Thanks for listening to Serial Killers. Until we see you on Wednesday, hopefully, with a bowl chat, if we do one.
I'm sure we will.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday. If not, for sure, next Monday. Say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch!
Crunch! Okay. Put all those milks together and drink them.
Absolutely not. That's
Please.
Disgusting. I'm so good. Bye!
Bye.